Okay. We are back. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome to Casual Nerddom, a place where you can be nerdy without being an expert, where you can be real without being woke.
Now, what do we mean by that? If you watch Game of Thrones and you don't know who made it, that's okay. This is the place for you. If you're an MCU fan but might not know everything about the comics that it pulls from, this is the place for you. This is a judgment-free zone to discuss everything nerdy.
I'm Chris.
This is Adrian Daniel.
And welcome to Casual Nerddom. So,
episode 3.
Yeah.
This is you know, we at episode 3. I didn't think we'd get this far.
Trace.
This is amazing. So, this is going to be one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, we're going to mix it up today a little bit.
Today, we are going to be doing... Can we get a drum roll? Nostalgic episodes. Now, what we mean by nostalgic is shows or movies or things that are, like, from our past that were, like, really, really, really part of, like, a huge thing, part of pop culture and a part of things that were, like, you know, important to us growing up, or, you know, might have been important to you as well. So, but what we're going to do it with a little twist. So, we're going to have nostalgic shows that had shared universes.
Yep. Everyone likes to act like Marvel started doing that in the movies, and they did kind of sort of, but not really. Other movies have had shared universes, but Marvel made it a point to let you know that it was happening, and exactly. That was kind of the first of its kind, saying, "Hey, yeah, this movie is related to this movie," but DC haven't had as much luck.
Yes, right.
Okay. They tried.
They try.
And in the words of Eric Quiñones from Variant Comics, he says it's like they're throwing things in the wall to see if they stick, you know. And then once they find something that works out, they'll push for the shared, you know, universe idea again. But Marvel and, you know, DC's movies haven't been great, but their animated series and shows have been kind of genre defining, yeah. Almost childhood defining. So, and people don't really pay attention to how those shows evolved and what we got out of them, because you grew up with the show, you start watching them, you come back, and you're not really exactly sure how that works out. So, but yeah, a lot of these shows that we had still have the ability to encapsulate us. And now that it's more of a point now, I think we can look back and say, yo, remember these shows? Like, they were actually together. And I want you to feel nostalgia and awe at the same time.
Exactly. So we're going to touch on three different types of shows that actually had shared universes, or one show spanned from that show. So the first show we're going to get into is a favorite of mine growing up, Hercules. Hercules starred Kevin Sorbo. He basically, you know, played a demigod. You know the story. He played a demigod that had, you know, a son of Zeus, and none of the gods liked him, and, you know, yada, 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 yada. So Hercules is one of the shows that actually spawned another really great show, which was Xena. And I remember when they introduced Xena, you know, and Xena was a warlord that was sent by Ares, right? I think to kill Hercules.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, you know, Hercules, being his goody two-shoe self, wants to come and save her, even though he never saved nobody else, but he wants to save her.
Right.
You know, so to make her into a good person, you know, and then she starts being good after she meets Hercules. And then next thing you know, they're like, oh, you know what? We're going to give her a show because she was so badass when she showed up.
Yeah, Lucy Lawless's performance was phenomenal. And it kind of reminds, like, if I want to relate it to anything, it's kind of like what happened with Punisher. Like, the performance was so good, they felt like they had to put a narrative around it and give you more backstory. So they did. And that show was great. I actually remember Xena, enjoying Xena a lot more over time than Hercules.
Yeah, for sure.
Hercules kind of became like, quote, the show that Xena came from after a while. Mm-hmm. Like, and that was kind of it. But Lucy Lawless became like a big thing. I remember when we used to go on vacation and to like these the theme parks, and they would have a Xena like ride or experience or whatever. And I remember that was amazing to me. Like, that was so cool because it's kind of put you in the middle of what was going on, and it was throwing stuff at you in the theater. So it was nice. But yeah, those shows, if you liked Hercules and you like Xena, I'm pretty sure you might have heard of Young Hercules, which is also a part of that same shared universe. So you had three shows. Well, universe or timeline for that? Well,
it's timeline, because they basically just, you know, did Hercules when he was young with the same characters, some of the same characters. They just like replaced, like, you know, it made everyone younger, but Ares
except still for the guys, because
all the guys were the same age, because, you know, they don't age.
How much money was getting back then?
Which was really interesting to me. Actually, you know what? When I think about it, it was like, that didn't make any sense, because how did they not age? You know, you telling me that they were just born the age that they came out?
Yeah, you're because, born at 35.
I particularly remember them having some guys that were younger. So I was like, how is it that some look older and some look younger? That didn't really make any sense to me. But whatever, I'll get into that. So Hercules, Xena. If you want to know what episode of Xena, what episode of Hercules Xena showed up in, I'm pretty sure it was episode 67. According to wish.org, I could be wrong. I have to like look into that again, but I'm pretty sure it's episode 67 of Hercules. So you can go check that out. Another show that was spawned from another show is another one of my favorites when I was growing up. Buffy the Vampire Slayer was like the show. I remember when that show came out, it was like, everyone watched it. It was a cult classic. You know what I'm saying? And one of my favorite shows came from that show, which was Angel. Now, Angel, I enjoyed Angel way more than Buffy. Now, Buffy was fire. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to act like it wasn't fire. But Angel, like, this had this thing to it. I think especially when they started introducing, like, Spike and
Spike came from Buffy. They kind of gave him like his own like stronger arc. Like, he had, like, I'm not gonna lie, he had a pretty good arc on Buffy. I kind of set him up to be the person he was in Angel, and his relationship with Angel was cultivated on Buffy. But everything after that was just like to 10. Like, it was just like, it reminds me now of like the originals and like how those shows kind of play out, where like okay, stuff, we're still going, and the way it ended was epic, because it's like they just went out like, we know what's going to happen, whatever. It's a good show. Like, I remember that.
And so I loved the most was the banter between Angel and Spike. I think that was really what made the show for me, because them two, Angel obviously couldn't stand Spike. And Spike didn't care. So Spike made it his mission just to torment Angel sometimes. So I thought it was.
Didn't he die at one point and like was like, "Oh, I'm just going to be with you now."
He like haunted him every day.
That was really messed up.
It was hilarious.
And I think it was because of Buffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died in at the end of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the last episode. He dies, you know, sacrificing himself, and then he ends up an Angel.
Right, I remember he's in the whole time Angel was like trying to reclaim his soul and everything from hell and his arc to become a better person.
Yeah.
So I also remember in Angel, like I can spoil the ending. Not now, I can spoil the ending, but like it was one of those shows like they got canceled early, but they had a long run.
Yeah.
Shows nowadays, both those shows would have, like, I don't know if they would have been able to run as long as they would have. I think Buffy went for like 6-7 seasons. You know, they went through like a crap ton of people.
Yeah.
Angel just, it didn't feel long, but when you think back on it, a lot of stuff happened. Yeah. So those shows were phenomenal. Like, I don't even know if any other shows are connected to it, but if we did get a show about Spike, I would have probably watched that too.
Yeah. You know, so I was hoping they would do a show with Spike, but they didn't do it, but. You know, I thought it was a great show. I still binge watch it on Netflix every once in a while. Going into our next show that spawned another show. Now, these ones we're gonna talk about now is Do DC, and I think that it's so interesting. My Chris actually brought it to my attention that how they're all canon, all connected, and I didn't realize that at the time. You know, at the time when these shows first came out, I didn't realize this. We're talking about Superman the Animated Series and Batman the Animated Series. Now, I had no idea that they were all connected, you know. And then how that then ties into Justice League Unlimited, right? That's the name of it. That's it. Justice League Unlimited?
Justice League and then Justice League Unlimited.
So, I had no idea. Those that like the Superman and Batman and Justice League and Justice League Unlimited are the same Superman and Batman from Batman the Animated Series and Superman the Animated Series. I had no idea they were the same thing. And they're just the older versions of them. And Batman Beyond too, right? Because yep, Batman Beyond, I
was like, should I just drop that as like a little secret? Yeah. But like, yeah, Batman Beyond is also canon to the Batman Animated Series. And if you think that I'm making it up, just go back and watch Batman Beyond and just look at it. Like, just look at the animation style and look at how they choose to animate it and then go watch the Batman. Go watch Batman animated.
The voices are exactly the same. Bruce's voice hasn't changed.
Yeah, they brought back the Bruce Wayne. Yeah. Like, they brought him back. And the Amanda Waller. If people don't remember, like, the Amanda Waller definitely was the same chubby black woman that they put, you know, they tried to do for Viola Davis in Suicide Squad, but she was in both because she was the connecting tissue, like the government side. So she was in all of these shows.
Yeah.
And I remember that's what kind of tipped me off. Like, how was she? I remember seeing Superman and seeing her show up in Superman in one episode. And I was like, I remember her being in Batman. I remember her being in Justice League. Like, what's she doing here? And I'm like, oh, crap. Like, these are all the same. And then I thought about it. I think they're all made not by the same people, but again, DC has a knack for when they take time to draw, they can really like craft a universe. I remember the Green Lanterns was on there. They had a recurring arcs. There was a lot going on with that. Yeah. I feel like they tried the Green Lantern.
They had the same Hal Jordan. I remember when they did Superman the Animated Series and they had Green Lantern in there. They had the same Hal Jordan in that one that they had in Justice League.
That's correct.
And I'm just now peeping that too. So I was like, yo, I think that's so dope that DC was able to do that, you know? So I think that's amazing, you know? And it's always, you know, it's always important to look at the details in these shows because sometimes we don't pay attention to these things.
Right.
So I just thought that, you know, that was one moment for me. You know, I had this thing where it's like Marvel always did that. But I had to look. I was like, DC did that in the TV show. That, you know, they were able to think that far ahead.
And they did it well.
So I just thought that was really amazing for DC to do. But, you know, you guys tell us, what's your favorite nostalgic show? We really want to know.
I wanted to just mention, like, Batman Beyond again. Only because The stylized version of these characters have, like, those, when we think about, like, Barbara Gordon, we think about her being older, we think about her being Batgirl, you know, we think about Nightwing, we think about all those things, and even the newer animated stuff that DC puts out, like, they're just reinventing that same shared universe idea. Mm-hmm. So I think they're really shining in that category. We just wish that they can get that live action.
Well, one day, we'll see. So it's time for our week of the week segment.
Oh yeah.
So out of the characters we just talked about, or the shows we just talked about, who's your week of the week, Chris? I know who mine's is. You want me to just tell you mine?
Yeah, you go first. I gotta think about that.
So my week character of the week, will definitely have to be on in Hercules, Aeolus.
Oh man.
Listen, it's not like I didn't like Aeolus. You know, it's just that I felt like Gabrielle and Xena was way more badass than Aeolus ever was. Like, she even became the queen of the Amazons, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like she came like just as fierce a fighter as Xena at one point in time. So Aeolus just kind of always seemed like if Hercules wasn't around, he gonna get his ass bust. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, if he wasn't around, I don't know what he'd be doing. I don't think he'd be doing any of the stuff he'd be doing. Like, never. There's no way.
Yeah.
For sure. He's like, he was Krillin, but before Krillin was Krillin. Like, he's just there. Like, dude, what? Oh, you with him? Okay, I guess it's all good.
Exactly.
I mean, Okay, my week of the week is, I don't want to, okay. the new Joker. Like, the new Joker in Batman Beyond, like, I didn't like him. Like, I thought, like, they tried to, like, push that narrative forward, and I was like, all right. Like, out of all of the Batman Beyond stuff, like, the Justice League showing back up and all of the weird animal stuff, the stuff with Superman, all that stuff that's happened toward the end, and then the final episode with the reveal, like, all that stuff was nice, but, like, when they first started, like, they were trying really, really hard to remind you, like, that this is Batman, and I didn't think you had to do that with Batman. Yeah. I know there was a newer Batman, yeah, but a lot of shows at the time were doing that. I remember, like, there was an Animaniac show that was, like, supercharged or whatever. Yeah. So, sorry about that. Yeah, I remember that it was supercharged. So, for me, I just felt like it wasn't a great character. Like, out of all of the... I wish I could say the Joker from The Batman, because that was really, really bad. He was, like, a acrobat. I don't know what
Shout
that was.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah. Voice acting was phenomenal, though. Like, we can't never take that away. But, yeah, he's been week to week. I felt like, thinking back on the show, like, I remember looking at that, like, ah, that wasn't, like... Justice League Unlimited has tons of episodes, and all of them were great. Like, I can't think of one part of that I didn't like at all. So, Batman Superman, flawless. Like, it just... Yeah. So, really, it's, like, the more recent stuff. But not to shit on Batman Beyond. Everything after that point was amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, at the end of every episode, we do a theme for the week. And the theme of this week is vision. One thing that I can definitely say about all these shows that we just mentioned is that they had the vision and the foresight to see that the characters they introduced into the shows would then become their own standalone shows. And not everyone could pull that off, you know. And you have to really be able to introduce a character that impacts people and impacts the consumer.
Yeah.
That makes you want to be like, oh, I wonder what it'd be like if they had their own show.
Yeah.
Which is why we think Spike should have had his own show from Angel. Like, yeah. That would have been a great show, you know, to see, you know.
Like, 2018, I know for a fact he would have got, like, a Netflix miniseries. You know, so, like, because now the culture from then has shifted so much now. We have ways that we can say, yeah, let's do a 8-episode series on this guy. Yeah. Let's just explore that. Just do like a Netflix movie. Yeah. Like, I think there's a movie coming out with what's that, Gallagher? The guy who's gonna be Mysterio in the next Spider-Man movie.
I don't even know show number.
Oh wow. Okay.
I haven't kept up on it.
Jake Gyllenhaal. There we go. Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal. Man. He's in the movie.
Be Mysterio in the next Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of tight. Okay, good.
So, yeah, it's going to be fire. So, he is... I just seen the preview yesterday, and it's a movie about, I guess, some haunted painting, but it's coming out on Netflix and in select theaters. And to me, I think that's the first of its kind that's coming out in theaters and on Netflix at the same... Like, on the same day, like a release. Yeah. And I know some movies didn't make the cut, so they went on Netflix as opposed to going to theaters, like Extinction with Michael Pena. Really good movie, but I can kind of see why it wouldn't quite make the theatrical release. I think it would have did okay, but yeah. I just want to kind of touch on like vision, like when you have these things happening, and when you look back on these things, you see these people they've seen really far into the future, and they've seen a future with the characters, and then someone says, yeah, that guy is so good, we need to explore that and the freedom to be able to do so.
Yeah.
I'm happy that nowadays we do have that freedom, and that's why we're able to talk to you about stuff like this. And we can have spinoff. There's a bunch of them out there now.
A bunch of them. Yeah. When we were doing research on this episode, we were realizing how many shows were spinoffs from other shows. And you know, sometimes you never know, like the show that's a spinoff, it ends up being the better show.
Yeah,
you know,
that happens.
So you never know, you know. So just always have vision when you're making these things, you know. Never count anything out.
Exactly.
So we want to thank you guys for listening to episode 3.
And we kept it short today.
We didn't want to have, you know, talk you guys' ears off. I know, like, the first 2 episodes was a lot.
We got you on a drive home today. Like, before, you had to be home with, like, you know, like, the stuff. But now you can just, oh, I'm home already. Oh, that's great. So you can get out your car right now, go inside, and be like, oh, I'm done with Chris and Adrian. And then play it again.
Yeah, exactly. And go back and listen to the first 2 episodes, you know, to catch something that you might have missed. And we'll be back next week with week 4 and our topic. give us some comments. Like, let us know how you're feeling.
Let us know your nostalgic
about the episode. Let us know your nostalgic episode. Let us know your nostalgic show, movie, whatever it might be. Even if it's like a item you might have, like they're having that Millennials tour.
Yeah,
you know, the B2K tour, which is going to be hilarious. But they're having that. You know, so let us know what was your nostalgic thing. You know,
it is with some facts that you might have. You know, exactly. It's always fun to hear some of that. If you heard about some show or maybe books or whatever, like. Just let us know. We love to get the comment. We love the feedback. We will get back to you, no problem. And let's have some fun.
Exactly. Y'all have a blessed day. This is Casual Nerddom.